Chancellor Thomas Keehan, you have somebody to your right. Why don't you introduce?
Yes, to my right, we have Dr. Dave Pick, who is a member of our behavioral science department and is an experimental psychologist. He is one of our stronger faculty members, both in the classroom and with his scholarship. And he's also serving this year as chair of Faculty Senate. Faculty Senate is a group of faculty members that are representative of each of the colleges and departments at the university, and their primary responsibility is to develop academic programs and curriculum. But as you might guess, faculty members always like to provide strong advice. And frequently, our Faculty Senate provides us some advice and guidance. And it really is a great opportunity for those of us in leadership positions. As we have some of our crazy ideas, we can go to Faculty Senate and say, how crazy is this? And they'll debate it and let us know whether it's solid or whether maybe it's something we should think through a little bit differently.
David, welcome to WJOB. You like the beautiful studio? Move up on that microphone a little, will you?
Yes.
Let's get some real history here, baby.
This is real homie.
Thanks for being and leaving the word dingy out of it. I appreciate that. So how long have you been a professor?
Oh, 25 years.
All at Purdue Cal?
Oh, no, 20 years here.
20 years here?
All over the country. When I went to graduate school, decided to go to graduate school, my professors told me I'd never find a job. But I've always had a job.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So you teach you're in psychology, right?
Right. Mostly? Experimental stuff, sensation and perception, which is mostly biological sensory stuff, and cognition, human cognition.
And so how did you get to be the head of the Faculty Senate?
Well, I am particularly interested in strengthening our program. So this is not how you say a position that has a lot of competition for it. Okay, it's something that if you volunteer for it, there's a better than a 50-50 chance you're going to get elected.
Now the so there's a Faculty Senate. Now the Chancellor obviously runs the university.
Right.
What's the Faculty Senate do then?
Well, we run the curriculum. This is our only responsibility. But as the Chancellor said, we're full of free advice as well.
Now the one of the things that we've talked about over time here, and I think Governor or President of the University, Mitch Daniels, was in a couple of weeks ago. A lot of his talking was about curriculum too, what should be taught, and what you know. Basically, if I got the gist of it correctly, is that we should be teaching things that are applicable in the marketplace, kind of in a parallel universe to the commercialization center.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of technical. Purdue is what the third most technical system in America and so forth. So when you're sitting there talking about developing curriculum, are you thinking, I mean, is part of the thinking in the back of the mind, well, what is the thing that is going to be able to help these kids get jobs the best?
Well, it's more like we're interested in these kids having a career. You know, we're there to change lives, basically, and give them opportunities throughout their lives. Now, Mitch Daniels, on his reading list when he was governor, he read a book called Academically Adrift. And he's been influenced by that considerably from what I've heard him say recently, both here and at West Lafayette. In that particular book, it was really a report on the results of the College Learning Assessment, the CLA as they call it, which assesses what corporate executives say they want most in employees: critical thinking, complex problem solving, and writing skills. Now, these are things that are going to do our students or any student good service throughout a career, no matter how technical the career is. I mean, if you're an engineer, you need to be able to write. If you're a scientist, you need to be able to write. You have to be able to communicate with people.
Do you want to chime in on that one?
Oh, I spend a tremendous amount of my time doing writing. I had never expected early days when I thought I was going to be an accountant that I would be doing writing at all. I thought I would be debiting and crediting my whole life. But one of the things that we know is that as people advance in any career, they become actually less technical, more critical thinking, more interpersonal relations, and a lot more writing that is succinct and can get a message across in a few sentences.
Okay, so let me set up what I see as one of the issues, and I'm sure you've heard this before, is that I feel as the shift is going to more career-oriented specific tasks. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing in that context is you are giving young men and women the more technical or more career-oriented education where they might be able to get a job initially. But in my mind, when you concentrate too much on the career-oriented, some of that other stuff falls to the wayside, some of the critical thinking, some of the broad, you know, the larger breadth of courses. And I just wonder if those, you know, it was a long time that I think liberal arts and learning the Greek theology and that kind of stuff was all part of like a well-rounded individual.
Right.
Now it seems like the push is towards give the kids or young adults something that they can get a job with.
Right.
And not necessarily teach them the classics.
Right.
Am I right with that? Well, I mean, what
no,
do you
that
see?
Is that is the push for sure. And if you read the Wall Street Journal, that's all they talk about when it comes to education. But if you train a person for a particular job, any advancement past that is it's on their own, which is certainly doable, and people do it all the time. A broad education does, I think, for students is to give them some options. I mean, what do you do if with a degree in philosophy?
You know, you go to law school.
Well, you're going to be homeless. You know, you're going to wear a sheet and walk around in sandals or something. You know, there really aren't any jobs in philosophy, even on, you know, on college campuses, or not many of them. But they can think, and they can think critically. And they're really hard-nosed at looking at data and solving problems. They could be working for 3M. And physics is the same way. I mean, they don't train for a particular job, but there's just a wide range of things that they can do. If you look at there are professions like accounting and nursing and veterinary medicine, where you get trained for a job and you can do that for the rest of your life. But most of our students are going to have seven jobs, seven different careers.
Isn't that what the norm is now?
That's
seven
what they're saying,
major
yeah.
Job shifts? That's a lot.
That is. I don't even want to count the number of jobs that I've
it's
had.
It's a lot of stress at nighttime.
Well,
thinking,
I don't,
making
yeah.
your coming home and saying, yeah, I got a new job.
Right.
But anyways, yeah.
Well, it's a lot of complex problem solving, isn't it? It really is.
You know, if I could jump in here, too, one of the things I think you need to understand is that we are a university, and we provide bachelor's degrees to individuals. And while it is good for us to have students finish who are job ready, we're not a trade school. We do not teach a trade. And the difference between teaching a trade and what we're trying to accomplish is that a person in our program doesn't learn how to do it one way. The person learns how to learn how to do a career or to do pieces of a career. And the sense is so that as technology progresses, as changes are made, our students can adapt to those changes. And in some instances, we're trying to train our students is to be the ones who make those changes and who make those advances. So although we talk about job readiness, one of the big pushes at our university is undergraduate research. We try to get our students thinking about a hypothesis, talk to them about collecting data, testing that hypothesis and moving it forward, because that's the difference between just learning something and then learning how to challenge that test it out and move it forward. And I think that's really critical, and I don't think people should let that get lost in the conversation. One of our top math majors last semester graduating went right down to West Lafayette to work on his PhD. So I don't know if you'd say he was job ready. He certainly could have gotten a job working with math. But instead, you know, he's choosing to go down and probably spend his life thinking about how to develop the area of math into a stronger, more productive academy to advance people in the United States and to advance commercialization.